I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Shawnee Theater opens their production of Sherlock Holmes, The Final Adventure on Thursday the 22nd. And our guest is the director for the show, Shawnee's artistic director, Matt Graber. Matt, I want to talk about the show, but I gather you've got some great news for us.
I do. We have some very special news that we need to say thank you to a lot of people for. As you know, George, we were involved in what is called the Chase Community Giving Contest, which was a Facebook-based voting competition where organizations that finish in the top 200 would receive anywhere from $250 to $20,000. Shawnee finished 199th, which may not seem that impressive, but the theater will receive a grant of $20,000 for finishing there, and we're the only organization in the state of Indiana to finish in the top 200. So it's something we're very proud of. Going against organizations in Los Angeles, New York, and Chicago, the scrappy little group out here in Bloomfield, Indiana, and with the support of all of our friends, we're able to scrape out a win, and we're extremely proud of it.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Speaking of awards, the show that you're doing, Sherlock Holmes, The Final Adventure, was actually an award winner also. It won the Edgar Allan Poe Award for the adapter, Stephen Dietz.
Yes, it's an incredible piece, and Stephen Dietz is an incredible playwright. I recommend his work to everybody. And he really did something really cool with this. He took two of Arthur Conan Doyle's stories. He took The Final Problem and The Scandal in Bohemia, and he meshed them together into this one kind of fun, action-packed play. So you have Moriarty, this incredible supervillain from The Final Problem, the only person who has ever been able to match Sherlock Holmes's intelligence. And then you have Irene Adler, the only woman who ever bested Sherlock Holmes, both in the same play. And so it has a love interest, and it has this incredible villain. So it's a really fun, fast, action-packed piece of theater. It's a lot of fun to play with.
Moriarty, the arch nemesis played by Kevin Guthridge, who's played about every role you can imagine at Shawnee this summer. He's been on stage as a guitarist, a raconteur. He's also appeared as a love interest, and here he gets to play a great villain. And opposite him, another very adaptable actor, the versatile Lisa Ermel, who, among other things, appeared singing on roller skates and Honky Tonk Angels, playing the great character Irene Adler, a character that that Holmes only refers to as the woman.
Yes, yeah, in the stories he would only refer to her as the woman, and Sherlock Holmes didn't think terribly highly of women in the books, but in this story there's actually a love interest between them, and Lisa is doing a wonderful job. Lisa is one of the most talented and versatile actors I've ever worked with in my life, and I've worked with a couple. And Kevin Guthridge is probably one of the most talented and versatile talented people, truly a Renaissance man in his own way, because he will be composing music for Sherlock Holmes, as well as acting in it, playing this Dr. Doom-level villain that we have in this show.
And we should quickly mention Ron Johnstone and Joyce Carol as Holmes and the redoubtable Dr. Watson.
Yes, Ronnie Johnstone and Josh Carroll are going to be Holmes and Watson, and they're both also extremely fine actors who have done amazing work for us. I can't say that anybody in this cast is a weak link. They are all extremely talented, and going to rehearsal with them has been a lot of joy. They make my job very easy.
We've been talking with the artistic director of the Shawnee Theater, and that's Matt Graber. He's the director for Sherlock Holmes, The Final Adventure at the Shawnee. It opens on Thursday, plays Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 22nd through the 24th, and then does the 2 o'clock Sunday matinee on the 25th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.